John, welcome to Talk Satellite here, World Satellite Business Week in Paris.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here with you, Kevin, to talk about our capabilities.
Recently, Atlas Space Operations raised $50 million US dollars in growth investment round led by New Space Capital. Can you provide an update on your corporate financing to date?
We greatly appreciate New Space Capital stepping up and being interested in us. What we did was we weren't ready for Series C. I mean, we have a foreign investor from Series B, Mitsui. We needed a bridge to where we're cash flow positive and we're profitable without doing a Series C. So we did it in a convertible note round rather than equity. Obviously, that converts into equity. We're in a really good position right now. We've got some government contracts coming at us that will move us into a very good place very quick, but we needed to bridge into that time frame. Really, the next 6 months for us are key.
12 months since our last interview with Brad. Have you made any changes in your offering in that period?
Yes and no. We have focused more on the U.S. government's interest in our software in orchestrating networks of networks. In many ways, I've taught the team to go to market by offering value in a win-win situation for the customers. Very much customer-focused, customer satisfaction-focused. We run our network at a very high success rate of over 99.5. So we've adjusted how we go to market in the way we talk about it, and then we're going to market in a very hard way with our software. So we're starting to sell components or to the government of our software and sell our software. Where 12 months ago, we didn't sell our software at all.
Technology is moving from RF to digitization. What are your thoughts on how this process is changing for the industry and in turn for Atlas Space? And what about standards?
We're virtualizing at the network level, not at the antenna level, which is where most of the effort by competitors is focused. We operate in the cloud. Some of them are in the cloud today, but some of them are not. I think that I'm not a big fan of standards. I think standards have their place, but I think that we've moved beyond standards in the way we approach the market with our software. We would rather be agile to satisfy the customer. And let me delve into that for just a second. If you're a New Space customer and you have intellectual property, and you want to optimize your business case around that intellectual property, if you have to sub-optimize it because you have to build to a standard, design to a standard on the ground that doesn't give you everything you need, then that's not optimizing your customer experience or your business case. And so through our virtualization and our software, we enable the customer to maximize the value of their IP and make us the easy button to use the ground.
Can you provide examples of case studies or recent projects that you've been involved in?
Let me use one that's on the government side for us that came through a small business innovative research kind of. It's called hybrid space architecture. Defense Innovation University is trying to do a number of things with hybrid space architecture. Part of what they had us do, and we proved, was our ability to present to a government operator in a space operations center commercial antennas and government antennas that then, based upon what their needs to talk to their satellites were, they had a wider choice. And so what we see now is out of those case study kind of deals that the U.S. government is now coming and asking the marketplace, can you now actually operationalize that and do that for hundreds of antennas? So we think we are very strongly positioned to win that work. We already have the contract. We're waiting for the task order.
Atlas Space Operations offerings, Freedom Space Technologies, the Federated Network, what trends are you seeing in the market that influence your strategy, challenges?
Let me split that into two parts. Trends in the marketplace and commercial are driven by commercial operators are moving to future generations of their spacecraft. Each future generation has more capability on them and creates more data that has to come to the ground. That is now driving the move from X-band to Ka to optical. So even though you might move almost 10 gigabits in Ka, and you could use 10 gigabits in optical, what we're hearing from customers, they want to move 100 gigabits. RF becomes not tenable at that point. Now, optical has its limitations. You've got to be in the right atmospheric environment. So on the commercial side, we see increasing data needs and increasing low latency needs of the customer base. Whereas on the government side, their existing network isn't being able to give them all the support they need. It was particularly with the Space Development Agency flying so many spacecraft these days that they're just oversaturated and they're not getting enough support. So we're looking forward on the government side, and this is why our software is so attractive on the government side, that we can be the face to present to the government all that extra capacity they need to augment their own government-owned stuff. And so that's the trend I see. And I would also tell you, I've been pushing on this for well over a decade for commercial augmentation. Finally, I see the government willing to buy. They were always of a mixed mind, but now the U.S. government's willing to buy. They see the need. And clearly, the Chinese threat that they're looking at is driving a lot of their open-mindedness. The Federated Network, our software allows us to present antennas we don't own, whether they're government-owned or commercial-owned, to the customer. We call that federated, for lack of a better word. That word actually started getting used about 12 years ago when I was the CEO of Universal Space Network, where one of my board members coined it. I took that to Viasat with Real Time Earth, and now I've taken it to my friends at Atlas, who I was friends with before going to be the CEO, picked up on it too. So it's a pretty common term now. But the essence of that is we're able to present a network of networks of capabilities to the customer so that they can reach for where they need and what they need.
John, thank you very much. We wish you every success.
Yes, thank you very much. I think we're in a great place. The ride for the next 6 to 12 months is going to be exciting. And thank you for the opportunity to talk to you.